The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shaitei Daflam and Vavim and Aleph. The Gemara talks about the day that Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. Ba'isa Hayoim, over Yisrael, Asayardin, they came to Har Grizim and Har Evel. The Gemara talks about the different things that happened over there with the Ksivas Divrei Torah. The Gemara mentions that it was a simcha. Helu Oilis, Vishlamim, V'achlu, V'shasu, V'samchu. Like the Pesukim talk about, the simcha that's supposed to happen over there. Elsewhere, the Gemara learns out from this simcha, by Har Grizim and Har Evel, the Pratidinim of Simchas Yontif. Now, the Rambam says in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Ushmeinas Yimei HaChag, Im Sh'ar Yomim Toivim, Kulam Asurim Behes V'Vitainis, V'Chayiv Adam Liyas Behes Sameach V'Toiv Leiv, U'Vada V'Ishtayiv V'Nevesai, V'Chul, the Rambam goes through the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. When is the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? So the Rambam says, 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkos, Im Sh'ar Yomim Toivim. What is Sh'ar Yomim Toivim? Okay, so we have Shavuos. That's only one. So is Lachar Mochach in the Rambam that he's including Rosh Hashanah? Yom Kippur, maybe not. But, I mean, certainly not in terms of Achila, obviously. So, leaving aside Yom Kippur, certainly the Rambam is including Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, what is Sha'ar Yomim Taifim? He says Sha'ar Yomim Taifim Kulam. What is he referring to? He says Mochach, then he means Rosh Hashanah. Also, it's Lachar Mochach like that, because the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Yontif, he defines what Yontif is. Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph. Sheshis Yomim Ho'elu Sha'asarin HaKosa Basiyas Balacha. He says 2 days of Pesach and 2 days of Sukkos. Ubiyayim Chag HaShavuos. Uba Echad Lacha Isha Shavi. That's Rosh Hashanah. Hein HaNikron Yomim Toivim. That's what's called Yontif. Now, the Pashtus, if that's how he begins Hilchos Yontif, saying that those are included in Yontif, those are the days of Yontif, Salachayra, when he, in Perek Vav, when he talks about the mitzvah of Simcha, in Pashas, he's going back on all the days that he's been talking about the whole time. Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah. Those are the days of Yomtiv, Yomim Tayyiv. So the Lachar is Mokrach in the Rambam that there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yomtiv on Rosh Hashanah. The Shagasariye has an arichas about this, a few simonim. He also brings a rayas that there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yomtiv. Lachar, we have a rayah here from the Rambam. Now, Lachar is a big problem because there are two halakim to the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtiv. Is what the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Yontif. The Hainu, the Basa, the Yayin, the Godim, Migdonois, things like that. There's another chelik to the mitzvah, which is what the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Chagiga. That is the carbon, the Shalmei Simcha. Let's see what the Rambam says over there. Beginning of Hilchos Chagiga. Shalosh mitzvah is asein, it's davu Yisrael b'chol regal mishalosh regalim. Ve'eluhain, re'iyah, v'chagiga, v'hasimcha. Now, what is Simcha? So the Rambam explains a little bit further. Hasimcha amuru b'regalim hu sheyakiv shalomim. You bring a carbon shalomim. Yes, shal shalmei chagiga. Besides the shalmei chagiga, you bring shalmei simcha. Ve'eluin hanikrod shalmei simcha. Shenemar zamachta shalomim v'achad l'sham v'samachta tnei Hashem elekecha. Okay. Now, which yomim tayvim is this referring to? So it's first in the Rambam. Go back to the beginning. He says shalosh mitzvot asein esdal yisrael b'chol regal mishleish regalim. The regalim. What are the shalosh regalim? Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Rosh Hashanah is not a regal. There's certainly no Eilus Re'iyah on Rosh Hashanah. There's no mitzvah of Aliyah regal. The Shalosh Regalim is not one of the Shalosh Regalim. So how does this work? This doesn't make any sense. There's one mitzvah in the Torah of Simchas Yontif. So either the mitzvah, when it says the Samachta b'Chagecha, that's the mitzvah. So either Chagecha includes Rosh Hashanah, or it does not include Rosh Hashanah. But how could it include Rosh Hashanah legabe Basa v'Yayin, but not legabe Shalmei Simcha? So the chayin mitzvah. How does the mitzvah split like that? Now, be'emeth, you do find the chilek between these two parts of the mitzvah. And that is legabi simcha b'layla rishayna of yontif. The Gemara says in Pesachim that ach, also in Sukkah, ach sameach, ach is memayit layla rishayna, the first night of yontif, there's no mitzvah of simcha. Pesach might be different, kimavur, the Sukkah, after Pesachim, but shayam tov malkoponim, layla rishayna, there's no mitzvah of simcha. Now, there is a vart from Reb Chaim, which the Emek Bracha brings on Amud Kuf Ches, and the Chazainish says this also in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet on Pesachim Dafayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Chaim Chazanish say that this that is no mitzvah simcha laila rishayna is only the din of shalmi simcha, but the sharmine simcha basar yayin begadim and all of that does apply laila rishayna of yontif. So what's the pshat of that? It's one mitzvah. So Tarsis Pasha, they explain because the etzem it's 100% yontif the first night. Why should there not be a mitzvah simcha? The Teretz is because before in the Gemara over the Psochim that you need zvicha b'shas simcha. In order for it to be shalmei simcha, a carbon of simchas yontif, you need that not only the achila but also the zvicha, the hakravas carbon happen b'shas zman of simcha. Okay, so that's not shayach on Laila Rishayna because you can't bring the carbon at night. You have to have brought it by day. No, by day it's erev yontif. It's not yontif. It's not a zman of simcha. So that's what Reb Chaim and Chazanish say, and that's very geshmak. That's a prad, because it's not shayach to have zvicha b'shas simcha. So, and again, shregen, is there a mitzvah simcha z'yavdav laila yishayna avada? But gradi, you can't be mekayimah with a carbon, because you're an inus. It's not shayach. You can't be makar of the carbon until the yayin. Okay? So that we understand. But when we come to the point, what is chagecha? Does it include Rosh Hashanah or not? L'chayr tzayin imuvin. Manashach, either it is or it's not. How could the Rambam split this? So, Kenef Shazagim Shat the Rambam Azay. The Rambam's Lashon that we read before in Chagiga, again, he says, Shalmei Simcha, Eloin Anakron Shalmei Simcha, and before that he says, HaSimcha Amura B'Regalim, Husha Yakrib Shlomim, Yeser Al Shalmei Chagiga. He says the definition of Shalmei Simcha is that it's a carbon that's above and beyond Shalmei Chagiga. That means the definition of Shalmei Simcha is that you first need to have a Shlomim that's Chagiga. Going above and beyond that, that's where the Simcha kicks in. That's where it's a Matzav of Simcha, that you're doing more than the Shalmei Chagiga. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs also, his Lashon is, Shetzivanu L'smayach Mergalim, Shenakrav Karben Shlomim, Ve'elo HaShlomim Noisofim Al Shalmei Chagiga. That means the Etzim Inyan of Shalmei Simcha is that you're being Moisif on the Chagiga. Now, Rosh Hashanah, there certainly is no Chagiga. There's no Eilus Riyah, there's no Shalmei Chagiga. Because it's not one of the Chagim, at least mitzad the mitzvah of Riyah. So, if Samachta B'Chagecha does include Rosh Hashanah, as it would seem in Hilchos Yontif, so what happened with Shalmei Simcha? Teretz is, it's a daimit to Laila Rishayna. It's not Shaykh to bring a Shalmei Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because in order to bring a Shalmei Simcha, you first need to bring a Shalmei Chagiga. And there's no Chagiga on Rosh Hashanah. It's like there's no Chagiga on Yom Kippur or on Bimoy Sachoyl. There's no such thing. It's not Shaykh of Shalmei Chagiga then. If it's not Shaykh of Shalmei Chagiga, I would say it's Shaykh of Shalmei Simcha. But you want to know, is the mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv applicable on Rosh Hashanah? Is there a mitzvah 100%? Avada is a mitzvah. You can't bring a Shalmei Simcha. Okay. So it's like Laila Rishayna. You can't bring a Shalmei Simcha. So you make the mitzvah with Sharmi, Ne Simcha, with Basar, the Yayin, the Chulu. That Lachay would be Yishav under Amba. Now, Kol Zeh Nicha L'Das HaRambam, that the Rambam's Shita is, as we've seen, that the mitzvah the Reis of Simcha is Koilul Sharmine Simcha, not just Shalmei Simcha. Right? The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif doesn't mention Shalmei Simcha. He talks about the other Mine Simcha, and he's clearly saying it's the Reis. Mashay Kachit Satoisis in my Kati Nidal and Mabez is that there is no mitzvah deraisa of Sharmine Simcha. Toisis holds that the mitzvah deraisa is only Shalmei Simcha. Sharmine Simcha is Midrabona. The Saibazai is doch Poshet. So Avada, Pshita, that like Taisis is no mitzvah Simchas Yomtiv deraisa on Rosh Hashanah. Because the only way to do the mitzvah is Shalmei Simcha. And Hop Pshita, that is no Shalmei Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. How do I know? Because the Shteinish, then Kainort. Shtei Dumatum, that the Shalosh, like the Rambam says, it's a Gemara. Shalosh mitzvah is Stavu Yisrael Beregel, Re'iyah, Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha, and there's no Re'iyah, and there's no Chagiga on Rosh Hashanah. So, there's no Shalmei Chagiga. There's no Shalmei Simcha, Memela. Shalmei Simcha, that's a Din Rabbanan. Do you have it? Do you not have it? Efshiyah, Efshinit. But I'll go upon it, but Kemitzah Deraisa is Zichah Nishtah like Taisis. Now, the Shitzah Taisis, we could be Mazber. Magen Avram in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin of Rosh Hashanah brings from the Magen Meisharim in Pashas Nitzavim that he says you should not eat basar and drink yayin on Rosh Hashanah. Chayu Zapela, what do you mean? He's a mitzvah, Simchas Yomtiv. How can he say not to have basar and yayin? So Chayu Zapshat is that the Magen Meisharim holds like the Shit V'Kubetzes and Beis Tzavav and Beis. That says that since Rosh Hashanah is the Yayim Hadin, if a person sees Raya Atzma Yishatzarach L'Hisayno Yishayinis Tshuva Harishus B'Yadai, and he says Mefurish Dafka Di Yechidim V'Anshei Maisa. Yechidim and Anshei Maisa, Midarkei HaTshuva, they could fast on Rosh Hashanah, or like the Magen Lisharim is saying, they could refrain from eating basar of the yayin. Now, how could that be? Ayin is a mitzvah of simcha. Teretz is pashut. If the mitzvah of simcha would be the raisa, like the Rambam, Taka wouldn't have any pshat. You can't say that you want to have a tainis and tshuva and be mevatel mitzvah deraisa of shteitzel. But if it's only a mitzvah derabbanan, so it could be heimam or behemam. They said that's what the Magen Lisharim was megalov. That Chazal Gufa said that if the reason you're refraining from basar of the yayin on Rosh Hashanah is Bisham Tshuva and Tainis, then you will have to. But again, only for Yechidim and Shemaisa. The Magen Lisharim was talking to the Bisyasef with Avada Grace Tzadik, so he told him he could do that. But Stam is the Iker Hadin for regular people. Iker Hadin is that there is a mitzvah Simchas Yantiv Kemavur in the Mishavrura Tavkov Tzadik Zayin of Katan Aleph. In fact, in Tavkov Chav Tes, Sivkot Nir Aleph, the Mishavrura says that there are certain Yomim Toivim that they were masakin that a person should be marbet besuda, and one of them is Rosh Hashanah. And the reason is that it should be a simna tava, just like we have the simanim we eat by the suda and Rosh Hashanah. So b'chlal is an Indian to be marbet besuda Rosh Hashanah, machmas simna tava.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.